How are we doing?
You feel like you're ready to play on Sunday, Alex?
You want to know what? I've been ready. But right now, all my focus is just getting to know this offense, getting better, and just getting accustomed with the play calling.
How did coming to the Patriots materialize? Was it just a spur of the moment thing this week, or you've been here before for a workout? How did it all unfold?
Well, as you know, it's I like you said, I came here for a workout. I've been working out with other teams, and just gave me a call and hopped on a plane and came over here. So,
how have the first 2 days of practice been? And it has been a lot for you to take in, just coming in, jumping in week five of the season.
Oh, it's awesome! It's awesome. There's definitely a unique feel here. Great guys in the locker room, great team camaraderie. So it's fun, man. It's a great place to be.
How much did you miss football when you were away from the game? Awesome.
You know what? When you're not playing, obviously, you've been doing something since you were a little kid, and it's kind of what you know. It's kind of what you're used to this time of year playing football. But thankful for me, I'm here and playing.
There was talk about you being willing to sign a waiver for your concussions. Is that something you have to do here? Or
I'd rather not. Rather not talk about that. I'd rather not talk about the concussions or the past injuries. You know, that all that stuff's behind me. I think I've been asked those questions, a lot the past couple years, and I'm ready to put all that stuff behind me and move on. So I'm just worried about being here, being a part of this team, and helping any way I can.
Austin, I want to ask you just in joining the team Thursday and having a game Sunday, just how realistic would it be, for you to be out on the field in terms of how you feel physically and also being able to mentally pick up what's going on here?
That's not up to me. That's a coach's call. My mindset is, there could be an opportunity. You never know, and always prepare like you're going to play. So that's kind of my mindset in the game. But I couldn't tell you, what would happen. I mean, that's, like I said, the coach's call.
And then in terms of what you've done before in the Colts offense and with the 49ers in the preseason, any concepts that you feel like you're seeing any carryover from what you've gotten into the book here over the last 2 days?
This is a great system, obviously, a system that's proven itself year in, year out, and I love being in it. There's a lot of balls to be caught, and can't wait to learn more about it. Can't wait to get that chemistry down with number 12 and gel with this offense and become part of this offense.
Is this one of these opportunities you've been waiting for your whole life? And granted, it kind of came. Sometimes opportunities just happen in strange ways.
I wouldn't think that too, deep into it. All I want to do is just play football, and that's what I'm doing. So I'm a happy man.
You mentioned chemistry with number 12. Had you had any prior experience working with, meeting with Brady before this week?
No, just congratulating each other after games. That's about it.
Having played against the Patriots and been part of that Patriots-Colts rivalry for a couple of years, from the outside looking in, I mean, what had been your impressions of the team, of the Patriots?
Like I said, this is they're known for winning, and they're we're an organization that's going to bring it every single week, and we're going to bring it every single week, and there's guys here that don't need to be told how to work. They know how to work hard. They know what's expected of them, it's a phenomenal work environment. Makes your job a lot easier.
After being away from the game, is there a part of you that's motivated to, show people you can still play, you can still make an impact?
Not really. Like I said, my mindset is just getting in here, getting back to where I was, helping this team out whatever way possible, and playing football again. That's my main mindset, just playing ball again.
Do you need football in your life? Does it give you a balance or just a joy like nothing else? And without it, you're just not the same?
No, to be quite honest with you. But it is it's something that I feel like I'm good at. It's a gift I've been given, and I want to maximize that gift, and I feel like I have a lot more left to give. So if I didn't feel that way, if I didn't feel like I had more to give, I felt like I kind of topped my or maximized my potential already, then I'd walk away. But I still feel like I have a lot more.
How difficult the process is to get acclimated to a system when you're not here in the preseason, you're not here in camp and all that stuff?
Obviously you're behind the eight ball a little bit. But hopefully with a little extra study time, a little more time with my coach, a little more time with Tom, help with the other receivers, I'll be able to pick it up quick.
You said New England has a unique feel to it. What do you mean by that?
It's just like I said, there's not many places that where you go in and you can just tell winning is expected here. And like I said, you got a bunch of grown men here who know how to handle their business. They don't need anybody looking after them. They're all self-motivated, you know. And I think that's a rarity to find that every single guy on a squad is like that. But you can definitely tell that here. It's one of those places.
What's it like meeting Tom Brady for the first time? I don't know if this is the first time maybe you met him before, but as a teammate?
Just like meeting you. I mean, it's...
Well, do you say, hey, what's up? I mean,
how did it come? Well, yeah, you say, hey, what's up? I mean, you say, it's just... He's a great quarterback. It's just like meeting Julian Edelman. It's just like meeting Danny. Or any of the other guys, you know. That's what's great about him is you can tell that he's just another one of the guys in the locker room, and that's the kind of attitude that he carries with him. Realizes that he's a leader of this team, but at the same time, he's not afraid to be one of the guys.
It can't be just like meeting Gronk, though. That's got to be different.
I haven't got to see much of Gronk, but I've only been here for a day, but. Like I said, all the guys around here are great.
Any friends on the team or anyone you've known from past experiences?
Danny and Julian, we all worked out together during the lockout down in L.A.
So they helped you get acclimated?
Yeah, they've done a wonderful job.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I work with